You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Neu in der Deutschlandcard-App. Sammle Punkte mit deinen Kassenbons von DM, Rossmann und vielen weiteren Supermärkten und Drogerien. Einfach Kassenbons scannen, punkten und sparen. Jetzt gratis mit der Deutschlandcard-App.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
How does a beautiful little three-year-old girl named Trinity, 3 years old, end up dead?
She didn't have an asthma attack. She wasn't hit by a car. She didn't have a congenital heart problem that nobody knew about. So how does this beautiful little three-year-old girl end up dead? I want answers.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
While many of us had Christmas break, New Year's Eve, were with our family, loving every minute of being together, the harsh reality is that deaths of children going missing, goes on year round. There is no weekend break. There's no Christmas break, no New Year's break. So as much as we want to turn our gaze and focus on the Christmas tree or Happy New Year, Lady Justice never gets a rest. And one of the reasons she never gets a rest is because of children like Trinity. First of all, take a listen to this.
Three-year-old Trinity Chandler's family had big plans for Christmas, and this typical little girl was excited for the holidays. She loved stuffed pillows and characters in the Frozen films. In fact, her presents from grandmother Christine Cunningham reflect that. The plan was to transform Trinity's bedroom into a Frozen wonderland. But while shopping for last-minute presents to round out the wish list, this grandmother receives unimaginable news. Trinity is dead.
That has just brought up so many memories. You may or may not know, my children, who are my world, John, David, and Lucy, have just turned, believe it or not, 13. I can't believe it. But I remember the Frozen phase. I thought my son was going to jump out of the car if we sang it in the car one more time, Let It Go. And I also remember when you just heard our producer, Jackie Howard, say she wanted loved stuffed pillows. I will never forget when the twins went through the pillow pet phase. They were those 1-800 commercials that come on TV, and there are pillows in every animal you can think of. Penguin pillows, unicorn pillows, teddy bear pillows. Every animal is represented. That's all. Ladybug pillows. I just thought of that because that's what Lucy wanted. And they were obsessed with getting stuffed pillows. And I'm just imagining this three-year-old little girl, Trinity, loving these stuffed pillows and singing the Frozen song and just loving life at 3 years old. With me, an all-star panel to break it down and put it back together again. First of all, lead news anchor for WDBO, Ray Caputo, professor of forensics, Jacksonville State University, author of Blood Beneath My Feet on Amazon and star of a brand new series on the True Crime Network, Poisonous Liaisons, founder and director of the Cold Case Research Institute, crime scene expert Cheryl McCollum joining us, renowned psychiatrist out of the Atlanta jurisdiction, Dr. Angela Arnold. You can find her at AngelaArnoldMD.com. North Carolina veteran trial lawyer Kathleen Murphy. You can find her at NCDomesticLaw.com. Special guest joining us, the founder of Class Kids, KLAASKids.org, Mark Class. And special guest joining us, Trinity's aunt, Diamond Chandler. Let's start with you, Ray Caputo. We just heard that three-year-old Trinity had big plans for Christmas. This little girl's super excited. The plan was to transform her room into a Frozen extravaganza. How does this little girl end up, while everybody's shopping, dead?
Oh, Nancy, this little angel, I mean, this little girl was like any other three-year-old girl. She, you know, like you said, she loved Frozen. She loved her little stuffed giraffe, Ralphie. She liked playing on her bike. She liked, you know, her mom and dad hanging out with them. Your guess is as good as mine as to how something like this could happen the week before Christmas. But long story short is the people that she trusted.
First of all, wait a minute. Tell me this. Where did this go down? What are we talking about? A city, the country, an apartment complex, a shopping mall? What can you tell me?
Right, Nancy. This happened in a place called Groveland Township. It's in Michigan. And if you know the territory, it's between Flint and Detroit. So it's really cold there, and it's just the week before Christmas, and you got a little girl with some snow on the ground and just looking forward to all those presents and Santa Claus and all the good things that come with Christmas.
You know, to renowned psychiatrist Dr. Angela Arnold joining us out of the Atlanta jurisdiction, why is it the stark dichotomy between what we imagine is going to happen at Christmas? I mean, Dr. Angie, P.S., please get well. Dr. Angie suffering with COVID. We were all wiped out with COVID. It seems like the Christmas that got lost because we were all really battling COVID. And praise the Lord, we've all come through on the light side of the tunnel. But people expect so much at Christmas, and the dichotomy of this little girl dying at Christmas. Why is that such a slap in the face or cold water thrown on
you? Because Christmas is supposed to be such a happy time, and it's a time that everyone looks forward to. And, you know, if they talk about decorating her bedroom, people aren't thinking about people being sick or dying or being killed around the holidays. The holidays are like a sacred time when we should not have to worry about those types of things.
You know, that's the way we have it in our heads, because I would say a good 60 to 70% of Christmas, nobody sends just a regular Christmas card anymore. It's the family photo, and they're beautiful. And this family looked like they had a beautiful family. To Diamond Chandler, this is Trinity's aunt. Ms. Chandler, thank you for being with us. Tell me about Trinity.
Thank you for having me. Trinity was just this beautiful, bright little girl, so intelligent. I was told a lot about her from my brother, Michael Chandler, who is her biological father.
With me is Trinity's aunt, Diamond Chandler, and the news reverberating through the family and the community like shockwaves that this three-year-old little girl turns up dead. I want you to take a listen to the circumstances surrounding the three-year-old little girl's death. And I remember the twins at age three. Precious, wonderful, waking up with smiles on their faces every morning. I remember Christmas with them at age three, a time of just sheer wonderment. That was not to be for this three-year-old little girl, absolutely gorgeous, Trinity Chandler. Take a listen to our friend at WDIV. This is Priya Man.
The family says the mom, Trinity's mom, was at work. She works overnight at a nursing home. When she started her shift at 7 p.m. on Friday night, Trinity was fine. When her shift was over 12 hours later at 7 a.m. Saturday morning, her little girl was gone.
She lived for Trinity. That's why she worked midnight, so that way Trinity was sleeping at night.
State police are investigating after four-year-old Trinity Chandler died over the weekend.
Trinity was so sweet. She loved everybody. She got her new glasses. She loved her glasses, and she had to take pictures and show me the pictures.
Neu in der Deutschland-Card-App. Sammle Punkte mit deinen Kassenbons von DM, Rossmann und vielen weiteren Supermärkten und Drogerien. Einfach Kassenbons scannen, punkten und sparen. Jetzt gratis mit der Deutschland-Card-App.
Crime
Stories with Nancy Grace.
Guys, you were just hearing Trinity's grandmother, Christine Cunningham. We are talking about the death of a three-year-old little girl. Straight out to Joseph Scott Morgan, professor of forensics, Jacksonville State University, and death investigator. When you have the body of a three-year-old little girl, that's got to be something that follows you around for weeks and months or longer. I still remember and actually have nightmares about cases I prosecuted and investigated where children were the victims, Joe Scott.
Yeah, it does follow you forever, Nancy. It's something that's haunting. And what else is haunting about these circumstances many times are the way they died. I would urge everybody in our audience to please visit Crime Online and take a look at this precious angel. Our friend Lee Egan wrote a wonderful article about this case.
Cheryl McCollum, founder, director of Cold Case Research Institute. She may be the director of the Cold Case Research Institute now, but I remember her showing up on crime scenes with me in the middle of the night. You started processing crime scenes. Cheryl, to me, I never forget any of my cases, but the ones involving children, for some reason, they're worse than the others.
They are worse than the others. And Nancy, I can remember one that you and I worked in Thomasville Heights on Christmas Eve, and it was a child. And I think what everybody said earlier about it being Christmas time, and that is magical, and especially for children, and watching children be so excited, and especially, you know, this little baby being excited about her room. And by three, her whole little personality is right there. And, you know, her talking about Frozen and wanting her room to look a certain way just kills you, because you know so much about her just from what she loved. And she loved her giraffe and she loved Frozen. So it just tells you she was very loving. She was very sweet. She was very kind. And, you know, the fact that somebody would harm her around Christmas is just unfathomable.
To Mark Class, founder of Class Kids Foundation, dedicated to helping missing people, including children. Mark has devoted himself to that endeavor since the disappearance and death of his beautiful girl, Polly. Mark Class, I know you remember Polly at age three, right?
Of course I do. Of course I do, yes.
And they're so innocent at that point. They trust whoever's taking care of them because they don't know any different, Mark.
You know, first of all, Miss Diamond, I'm so sorry for your loss. I'm seething, Nancy. I mean, I'm really seething because, you know, we bring these precious little babies into this world, and then it's our job to take care of them until they're ready to start taking care of their children. And in fact, we have institutions in place to ensure that children don't fall through the cracks. But something occurred here. Something horrible occurred.
You're right about that, Mark Class.
Something horrible occurred, and people averted their eyes until it was too late. And for that, there's no excuse. It's a tragedy that we all share.
Back to Ray Caputo, lead news anchor WDBO. Ray, so the mom is at work at a rest home on the night shift. I don't know if I ever told you, my grandmother that I named Lucy after, my mother's mom, worked at a rest home in her late years, and she would often have the night shift. And it keeps you busy. You'd think everybody would be asleep at night. No, not in an old folks' home. They're all wandering around. Their aches and pains are bothering them. You've got to give them their medications. So mom is busy at work, and I think it was a 12-hour shift. So what do we know about the COD of this child, three-year-old little girl's death?
Well, Nancy, she had internal bleeding. She suffered some injuries. Kids are 3 years old, especially. They're small, they're fragile. Injuries that adults may sustain that might just leave a bruise can literally be deadly. But this little girl was apparently she'd suffered some type of trauma to her body, and she had internal bleeding.
You know, it takes a lot of trauma on the outer body to get internal bleeding of this magnitude on the inside of your body. To Joseph Scott Morgan, professor of forensics, Jacksonville State University, let's go through the injuries this little girl sustained when she's there at the medical examiner's. What did the medical examiner find, Joe Scott?
Well, she did, in fact, and let me preface this by saying, Nancy, that the term torture has been used in this particular case, just to kind of frame this out. And that's not something in our world that is commonly thrown about lightly, okay? Just keep that in mind. And it's not something that a trained forensics person is just going to say off the cuff. So that goes to tell you that the injuries, as Ray had mentioned, were internal. There was internal bleeding. My suspicion is the primary source of the bleeding is going to be in the abdominal region. And many times what you'll have, and abusers do this commonly, they punch children in their stomachs many times because they have a perception that people are not going to see it because clothing covers these particular regions. But what you can't mask is that when you're standing over the body of a small child, which I've stood over hundreds in the morgue, and you examine their body, you see that the abdominal cavity is literally, and I mean literally, Nancy, awash in blood. The organs are literally floating in blood. And that's because they've slowly bled out. And to use the term torture in this particular case indicates to us that that there is probably evidence that this was an ongoing event.
I want to talk to you about what you're saying, the bruising that would have resulted to show the injuries on the outside of abdominal organs that were literally floating in blood on the inside of this 3-year-old little girl. And I'm going to go to Dr. Angela Arnold. You know, Dr. Angie, I will never forget Christmas photos we took with the twins, and they were 3 years old. They just turned three. Their birthday's in November, and these were pictures taken at the beginning of December. Well, the first thing, Lucy did not like her outfit. So I had a backup outfit. She's very particular. So she put on her backup outfit. This is at three, all right? And as she was walking into the photography place, we walked in. She was right beside me. We walked down and looked down. She didn't have a shirt on at all. She just had on her Christmas pants. She's just looking at me. So long story short, we finally got her in an outfit. I don't remember what I had to do to get her in an outfit. It reminds me of her ballet outfit when those pictures were taken. That's a whole nother can of worms. But I wanted the picture to be perfect, right? For her to have as a memory. Now, a picture that I'm looking at right now of Trinity. Look at her face. The little girl's face is covered in bruises. That's the perfect picture.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Guys, we're talking about this 3-year-old little girl dead leading up to Christmas while mom's at work. I mean, Dr. Angela Arnold, you want a perfect picture? This is not it.
No.
I mean, don't they even see all that on this child? And you can see on her, this is at crimeonline.com, guys. You can see on her lip that the lip has been busted. There's the nose all on both sides of the face. I mean,
Nancy, jump in, Angie. That shows that somebody was doing something to her that they didn't even care that it could show. I mean, your face, that everybody's going to forever see the little girl's face.
That's not anything you can ever hide.
To Ray Caputo, lead news anchor, Orlando Morning News, WDBO. So the mom's at work. I assume the little girl was all right when mom goes to work. Who was the babysitter?
The babysitter was the mom's boyfriend, Nancy, 29-year-old Samuel Lester Smart. And he wasn't new. He was around for a year and a half. Apparently, there was some, you know, pretty good rapport between the child and the mom and stuff. But it was the mom's boyfriend. It wasn't the biological father.
So mom's lover is at home with the baby when mom goes to work. Is that correct?
Yes.
To our knowledge, was anyone else in the home?
No, it was just the two of them, to my knowledge, Nancy.
I mean, right there, you got a lot of circumstantial evidence that this was the adult in the home with the little girl. I want you to take a listen to our friends at WXYZ. This is Simon Chiquette.
This is truly a sickening crime and even more appalling. We've now learned Child Protective Services did a welfare check on Trinity the very day before she died, and they discovered injuries, but still chose not to remove her.
To me, it looked like it was two.
As mother to a friend of 3-year-old Trinity Chandler, Ashley Brown is speaking out to expose facts. She says she reported to state police and Child Protective Services, including pictures she gave us of multiple bruises on Trinity's face.
October is when I made the report with Michigan State Police for the incident on the face. It was a couple months prior that I had seen her with marks under her eyes. It was obvious abuse. They could have at least taken her and had her stay somewhere safe until their investigation was over.
Straight out to Kathleen Murphy, North Carolina, trial lawyer, specialty domestic law. She's at ncdomesticlaw.com. Kathleen Murphy, it's, to me, very telling that they weren't concerned at all that she's covered in bruises in a picture. And I was about to light a fire under this neighbor's rear end for seeing the bruises on the child and doing nothing. But that's not true. The neighbor did do something. She called police. CPS, Child Protective Services, got involved. So why is the baby dead, Kathleen?
I see it all the time. Social services drops the ball. This neighbor had photographs of this very picture, and social services should have gone to a judge and taken emergency custody immediately of this child and placed her in protective services. The failure of them to do that is clearly a failure on the agency's part.
Straight out to Diamond Chandler. This is 3-year-old Trinity's aunt. Miss Chandler, did the family have any idea what was happening? I mean, all the neighbors seemingly knew. They were calling police.
There were reports made by Trinity's biological father in June to CPS. There were reports made by neighbors and babysitters in August, and a report made to the police by Ashley Brown in October. And we were aware that Justine, the Trinity's mother, had cut the biological father out of her life, out of Trinity's life, and most of the family as well. So it was hard for us to get involved. The father had talked to Trinity's mother and told her, "I don't like your boyfriend. I don't feel that he should be in my daughter's life." So it's horrifying.
So all of these family members, including Bio Dad, were beside themselves at Trinity being with mommy's live-in. But mommy did nothing. You know, Cheryl McCollum, you and I have talked about this a million times outside of court. Do you know how many times, Cheryl, when I would prosecute a child abuse case where it was the dad, the stepdad, the boyfriend, the live-in, the whatever man involved in mommy's life would sex abuse, beat, kill the child? I never had a single case, Cheryl, not one, in 10 years, 100 new felonies a week to handle. Not once did mommy side with the children against the dad.
Or the boyfriend, or the live-in, or like you said, whatever he is. Nancy, this is the part to me that is just flabbergasted. There ain't a man that exists that could harm my child and stay anywhere near me. I cannot fathom this baby being abused in front of her, being abused when she ain't there, and she gets home to see the result, a bruised face. She's bathed her. She's seen other marks on her back and on her tummy, on her legs. She knows. This is, he did not harm her night one, and that was it. This has been an ongoing
thing. I don't get it. And you know what, Cheryl? I'm thinking of one particular case. You know it very well. This was a guy who handled all of the livery, horse-drawn carriages and limo, big limo tourist service in the city of Atlanta, rolling in money. His living girlfriend actually brought the children that he had been having full-on sex with. One was three. I think the other one was five. She actually took them to the defense office the weekend before I struck the jury to get them to recant.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Devil.
Yes.
Absolute devil.
The devil. I don't get it, Dr. Angela Arnold. You know, I'm just a trial lawyer. You're the shrink. Why would any mother pick some good-for-nothing, live-in boyfriend over her child?
It happens all the time, Nancy, because people, because these good-for-nothing, live-in boyfriends have certain kinds of personality disorders that attract these women to them, and they tell them what they want to hear.
Have you looked at this guy? He ain't all that in a bag of chips, I can tell you that much.
Well,
I don't know what hold he's got over anybody.
Well, exactly, but we don't know what kinds of things he said to her, what she wanted to hear from him, and how he, and then, and people just overlook things. She needed to go to work, and so she left the baby with him. She saw the bruises on that baby's face.
I mean, hold on. Let me follow up on that to Diamond Chandler. This is three-year-old Trinity's aunt on the father, the bio dad's side, who had been cut out of the life by mom, according to the dad, in lieu of this live-in lover. There was nobody else that could babysit the little girl, Diamond?
She had a great babysitter in Ashley Brown. She had great neighbors who would help her out whenever she needed. She had her mother that she could call to watch Trinity. Any of the family would have driven hundreds of miles to get Trinity if she said, my boyfriend is hurting Trinity.
It's just
Which
killing
she
me.
She did admit herself.
Whoa. What was that?
She did admit herself in writing. She said he had hurt her before, but I never thought in a million years he would do this.
Oh, God.
You know what? My husband, who was 6'4", when I would have to go to work at HLN at night, of course I had a nanny cam. Thank you, HLN and CNN, they installed a nanny cam. If you were watching, you saw me looking down, you thought I was reading the news. I was not. We had a nanny cam under a glass desk. I could see what was happening at home because I could not concentrate while my children were without me and I was on the air. So that would calm me down and I could keep going. And I'm just thinking, anyway, what I was saying was he's 6'4". I said, if you spank her, do it on the arm with two fingers. That was her big spank and she would scream, you know, out of the humiliation. What mom would stand by and let the child be brutalized like this?
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Guys, we're talking about the death of a beautiful three-year-old girl. And I want to give you a hotline number right now. It's for child help, child abuse. You can be anonymous. 800-4-A-CHILD, the number 4, or 800-422-4453. 800-422-4453. I think I heard Joe Scott Morgan or Mark Class say OMG when you heard Diamond Chandler state that the mother knew her baby was being attacked. Who was that, Joe Scott or
Mark? That was Mark.
That was me, Nancy.
Jump in, Mark.
Well, listen, we have a situation here, and we've discovered over the last few minutes that multiple calls were made to both the Michigan State Police and Child Protection Services over a number of months leading up to this horrible, torturous murder, homicide. And in each instance, the authorities turned aside. CPS didn't care. Every opportunity was afforded because of good neighbors, because of BioDad, because of other people to ensure that this little girl had a chance, and Bio Mom turned aside, Bio Grandma, despite the fact that she was purchasing gifts for her, she turned aside, and they allowed this man to torture and murder this little girl. And I think there's a special place in hell for people like that. Not only the person that did it, but the people, the enablers that allowed it to happen. Little Trinity never had a chance.
You know, and I'm also thinking about her life, Mark Glass, what kind of life she led at just 3, waking up in the morning and being afraid to come out of your bedroom, afraid you'll be beaten
by a girl,
by mommy's lover, and mommy will just stand by and watch.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, it reminds me of a case I had, Kathleen Murphy, and it was actually a murder case. And the sister of the murder victim and the whole family, big, huge family, there were like 8 or 9 children, would come to court every day. And I got very close to one of the adult sisters. And as it turned out, her father had molested her since she was a child. And the mother knew and did nothing. And even into her adulthood, Kathleen Murphy, her heart was broken because mother did nothing.
I am that person that does nothing because I go into the court system. I show the court the problem. I explain. I yell. I scream. I stomp. And still nothing gets done. And I try and I try and I try. But you are faced with a philosophy through the court system. It will take 7,365,000 pieces of evidence to prove abuse, and it takes one person to say, I didn't do it, and the court says there's no abuse.
And the child goes right back into the home. Take a listen to Sean Lee, WDIV.
Family members tell us little Trinity's mom was doing her overnight work shift at a nursing home. They say Smart was home with Trinity and reported the family that Trinity wasn't waking up in the morning and took her to a nearby fire station. The little girl was dead.
There have been multiple CPS investigations and reports between Mr. Smart and 3-year-old Trinity Chandler.
That MSP investigator just telling the court there is video of the little girl being abused in their evidence. And just a day before, CPS investigators did a welfare check on Trinity.
I just found out again also this morning that CPS actually showed up to do a welfare check with Trinity on Friday, where they observed injuries to her.
A welfare check by CPS where injuries to the girl were seen. Nothing was done. The next day, little Trinity was dead.
Mark Glass, I just don't think I can take it. Another child CPS ignores. Now, I'm not saying they committed the murder. We already know who committed the murder. But they did nothing. The child is covered in bruises. They leave her there, Mark. They should be charged.
They are an institution that exists solely to protect children from these kinds of situations, and they completely and totally failed in their duty to little Trinity. And I agree. I think there needs to be accountability for the individuals that were involved in her case and, again, turned a blind eye to her.
I just don't understand how you can drive away and leave that child there. Jump in, go.
I have to say, Mark is exactly right, and somebody needs to hold social services accountable, and they hide behind confidentiality.
To Diamond Chandler, this is 3-year-old Trinity's aunt on the biological father's side. Diamond, did the family know that Child Protective Services had been in and out of the home and did nothing?
Absolutely, but we didn't have much faith in them because Trinity's mother had other children, terminated her parental rights by CPS.
Oh my God.
In the past.
Who has those children?
Trinity's mother had she got her rights terminated, and those children were adopted from within the system. So I will never see those nieces and nephews again either. But from the very first CPS report, if that mother has already had children removed from her care, the very first CPS report should have had a little more suspicion.
You darn right. Guys, take a listen to Sergeant Jonathan Walden with Metro North Police.
There's been multiple CPS investigations and reports between Mr. Smart and three-year-old Trinity Chandler. There is an active open child abuse investigation that's being investigated by troopers and detectives here at the Metro North Post. CPS actually showed up to do a welfare check with Trinity on Friday, where they observed injuries to her, but they didn't feel they had enough to remove her.
Yeah, she was covered in bruises, and they drove away from that home and left this defenseless three-year-old girl who is dead less than 24 hours later. This guy, Samuel Smart, pushing 30. What can you tell me about him, Ray Caputo, WDBO? What do we know about Samuel Smart?
Sounds like he's a pretty good liar given what he is accused of right now, Nancy, because just the night before, when Mom was at work, Smart sends a video to her of Trinity playing with blocks. Looks like everything is all well. And then the next morning, this little child wakes up and is unresponsive. To me, it sounds like also we can't, you know, we don't know the relationship between the boyfriend and the mom, but it sounds like he was spinning some lies and giving her a false sense of comfort. But nevertheless, I mean, he's just an evil guy.
You know what? I appreciate that, Ray Caputo, but the child's covered in bruises. I don't care what video he sends me. That would end day one. And what can you tell me, Ray Caputo, WDBO, about this so-called video showing the little girl getting abused and Child Protective Services still sits there with their thumb up their rear end? What video?
Nancy, I haven't seen the video and I haven't been described the contents other than it's sickening.
Okay, hold on. Diamond Chandler, do you know about a video of her being abused?
I have heard about the video. I have not seen it myself. And I have not seen a report about it.
I'd like to know what that is, but apparently CPS had that as well. We now know that Samuel Smart has been taken into custody relating to the child's death. But what about Mommy? Mark Class, why isn't the mom charged for leaving the child with a known abuser?
I think that's a great question. She's obviously complicit because she allowed this to happen over long periods of time, and there's documented proof of that through investigations, through reports, and through pictures.
To Diamond Chandler, what is the mother saying?
She is saying that she never thought in a million years he would do this, even though he's hurt her before, which seems like a pretty weak defense to me. If you knew that he's hurt her once, how would you not think that he would hurt her again?
Obviously, DFACS, Department of Family Children's Services, CPS, Child Protective Services, are not going to help the children of this country. They will leave them to be murdered brutally. That's why it's so important that we join together. If you know, if you see, if you hear, if you think you know anything, please dial Child Help, Child Abuse Hotline, 800-422-4453. We wait as justice unfolds. Nancy Grace, Crime Story, signing off. Goodbye, friend.
Neu in der Deutschlandcard-App. Sammle Punkte mit deinen Kassenbons von DM, Rossmann und vielen weiteren Supermärkten und Drogerien. Einfach Kassenbons scannen, punkten und sparen. Jetzt gratis mit der Deutschlandcard-App.
You're listening to an iHeart Podcast.